next item is Power and Love Outreach Ministries Incorporated, preliminary site plan on Road 305.
Yeah, that one.
All right. This is a site plan for a 39,950 square foot church, a 7,700 square foot building. It's located on 21.65 acres. Site zone Bay R1. The project will be built in two phases. Phase one will be the 7,700 square foot church with seating for 300 people and the 2,400 square foot garage for bus parking. Phase one states at 75 seats and 151 parking spaces are provided. Phase two will be the 39,950 square foot church. That would require 250 parking spaces. The total parking required is 325. 331 are proposed. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. On-site septic and well are proposed. And if preliminary approval granted, final to be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
Question for you, Mr. Abbott. In the front, are those stormwater management ponds are shown?
They are. And if you look closer at the graves there, you can see an enormous amount of fill material being proposed for. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, I guess. It's just, apparently it's very low right now, and they're going to fill it substantially to create place to put stormwater. That's a lot of fill material.
Is there someone here representing this project as an engineer, or
is anyone here with an interest in this project? Apparently not. Just in looking at it, I mean, it looks like the kind of thing that would be required if you don't have much of an outfall, which they don't appear to have any place for the water to go, so they're sort of having to contain it on their own property, which would account for the size of these ponds.
In the back.
Correct.
There was a lot of room in the back, and it's pretty much the same grade.
Because this lends itself to my concern that I've had with other stormwater management ponds finding the roads that become major trash collectors. And being in a rural area such as Hollywell Road, I think it would accommodate a lot of trash.
Mr. Johnson, if you want to
propose something about moving the stormwater management towards the rear of the property, I'd be supportive of that.
So with that in mind, Mr. Bellof, I was to approve this with the understanding that the stormwater management plan is removed. Will we approve the concept, or
you could do it that way, or you could defer it again to, and with a request that you get an alternative plan submitted for review with the ponds in the rear, or some explanation as to why that's not feasible or possible.
Let's defer it, because there could be some engineering reason why it's being done that way that would be, you know, valid, so.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, concerning Power and Love Outreach Ministries preliminary site plan on Road 305, my motion is for deferral. For the commission to receive further information concerning the location of stormwater management ponds.
Second.
Do you want alternates as part of that?
You want alternates as part of that?
Sure.
And that to the extent it is not impossible from an engineering standpoint, or and so long as it is feasible, that the applicant submit alternative plans showing the ponds in the rear.
Well, what if we just defer for further consideration with staff sending a request to the engineers that we receive clarification?
They can transmit the information.
That's what I would do. Just defer it.
I move, Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on this preliminary site plan on Road 305 for further consideration by the commission, with staff to communicate to the project engineers concerning the stormwater management pond issues.
Second.
So we have decided to defer action on Word of Hope Church, on Power and Love Outreach Ministries, Inc. Preliminary site plan on Road 305 for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?